Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 14th. You'll be interested to know, 89 years ago, today in 1935, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act, establishing a permanent national old age pension system through employer and employee contributions. This landmark legislation marked a significant step towards providing financial security for retired Americans, and it laid the foundation for the modern welfare state, ensuring that older citizens received support in their later years. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with temperatures reaching the low 80s and a light breeze from the northeast. There is a 30% chance of rain showers after 1 p.m. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 65 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 8 with a low tide just before 9. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather. Starting Friday, expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 80s, cooling to the upper 60s at night. From Saturday through Tuesday, look for partly sunny days and mostly cloudy nights, with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms increasing each day. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, you have not tasted heaven until you have taken a bite of a spucky sandwich in Massachusetts. While many staple spots offer this delicious sandwich, only one place is known for serving it best. According to a list compiled by Far and Wide, the best sandwich in all of Massachusetts is served at Cuddy's in Brookline Village. The Spucky sandwich was praised for its traditional ingredients and delicious vegetarian alternative. Boston's Nevo Cucina and Enoteca was also mentioned among the best of the best. Now on to sports. Yankees third baseman Jazz Chisholm is likely headed for the injured list due to a left ulnar collateral injury. Manager Aaron Boone announced the team has not ruled out surgery, but the full extent of the injury will be known after doctors review his MRI results. Chisholm, optimistic yet sore, expressed some concern. Since joining from the Miami Marlins, he has been a standout performer. With Chisholm out, Boone plans to use Oswaldo Cabrera and DJ LeMahieu at third base. Potential call-ups include Jimmy Jones, Oswald Peraza, and Caleb Durbin. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Rangers 9-4. And tonight, the Sox will play the final game of the series with the Rangers. The first pitch is earlier than usual at 6:10. In top news, a storm of controversy is swirling over dairy consumption. While multiple servings of milk, cheese, or yogurt have been a staple of American nutrition advice, a growing number of researchers and doctors suggest reducing dairy intake or even eliminating it. The U.S. government, which recommends 3 servings of dairy daily, is reevaluating its guidelines. Some studies link dairy-rich diets to cardiovascular disease and certain cancers, while others suggest benefits like lower risks of some cancers and type 2 diabetes. Experts recommend moderation, with 1 serving of dairy daily being sufficient for most adults. In business news, the United Auto Workers, one of the country's largest unions, has filed federal labor charges against former President Donald Trump and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The union alleges that both men attempted to intimidate workers during a conversation on Musk's social media platform. The charges highlight Trump's comments about handling striking workers, suggesting they could be fired. The United Auto Workers claims these remarks threaten workers' rights. Musk, known for opposing unions, posted inaccurate statements about United Auto Workers leaders on X. The union has endorsed Kamala Harris and aims to counter Trump's appeal to working-class voters. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $61,000. Ethereum is just over $2,700. And Solana is $145. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A Mississippi man, Hetty Templeton, made an extraordinary discovery while wading through a rural creek in Madison County. Templeton, an avid fossil hunter, found a fully intact 7-foot-long mammoth tusk, likely from the last ice age. According to the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, this tusk, belonging to a Colombian mammoth, is a rare find in Mississippi. The tusk was carefully excavated and transported to the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science for preservation and study. This discovery provides a unique glimpse into the region's prehistoric past, highlighting the rich geological history of Mississippi. And in entertainment news, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have acquired a screenplay titled Killing Gawker, which explores billionaire venture capitalist Peter Thiel's campaign to take down the media outfit for posting excerpts from a Hulk Hogan sex tape. The film is based on a book detailing the 2016 court case, where Hogan won a $140 million judgment against a Gawker editor, founder Nick Denton, and Gawker itself. Affleck is rumored to play the famed wrestler, though no casting has been announced yet. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he said, "There are many ways of going forward, but only one way of standing still." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.